Welcome back. This is episode 241. It is Friday, November 21st, 2025. And I'm broadcasting to you today out of the Greenville, South Carolina area. Thank you. So anyway, yeah, I got something interesting. I saw a little nugget on YouTube. This speaker, this gentleman, his name is Chase Hughes, and he has a YouTube channel, which is Chase Hughes Official. And Chase is an expert in human behavior, persuasion, and behavioral sciences. And I can tell you right now that Chase is gifted with the power of observation, because he sees like so much more than just the normal person sees when he observes. I mean, the guy's able to read things that will take some skill and dedication to learn how to make those types of observations. So that's why it's good to listen to someone like Chase. This way you can learn from what he's, you know, the hard work that he's put in. So he's well known. You'll see him all over YouTube. And I think part of his thing is he's also like when somebody's getting cross-examined, you know, how to break someone down in questioning and just different psychological tactics that he's able to employ. And he trains other people on doing this. So not judgmental on what he does or doesn't do, just the guy's an expert in human behavior. So therefore you can learn from him. One thing I like about this talk here is that he gets into Tavistock back in London, England, 1921. And what was happening at Tavistock is you had people that were coming back from World War One, really, and they were what's called shell shock. And what they discovered in Tavistock was that when a person was in that state of fear and shell shock, that they were easier to manipulate, because what happened was you would, as a result of that trauma, you shattered that person's psyche and you were able to manipulate them psychologically. And it has, you know, that's why they do the continuous trauma on us now, psychological. Whenever, you know, on social media, if you in your timeline, you like to watch people fight, that's all that's going to pop up. Or if you like to watch whatever it is that you like, that's what you're going to get fed. So it's interesting how the fundamentals or the foundation of this, we're already going back to 1921 Tavistock, and they're getting into how to profile a person. They get into Edward Bernays. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Edward Bernays, I did on episode 176, I covered Edward Bernays propaganda and propaganda and public relations is what he's known for. And what that basically is just psyching people out, because he was related to Sigmund Freud, the nephew of Sigmund Freud. So it's crazy how they were examining us and breaking us down psychologically back 100 years ago and more. And they're basically executing that on us right now, and we play right into it because we don't have the self-discipline to catch up to a game that was run back on us 100 years ago, but we're still sleeping back on that, which I can't figure out, right? If you're halfway away, you're going to know what's taking place around you doesn't relate or associate to your reality, right? You'd have to be stupid not to figure that part of it out. But that's one thing I like about Chase Hughes. He gets into that. Like I said, he gets into Edward Bernays. And one thing that I don't know if it's original to Chase Hughes, but it's this quote, and it's, "The very second you stop feeding the machine, you start starving it," which to me is pretty deep. You know, there's levels to that. The very second you stopped feeding the machine, you start starving it, right? So let's get into this episode right now. Like I said, I do want to thank you for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's holy name. Praise Jesus' name. Check out the website, and let's get into it, man. So for the next 11 minutes and 23 seconds, this will be the audio of a YouTube on Chase Hughes' channel, and that was one that he put out 1 month ago. So you can continue to listen to the podcast, which is basically the YouTube video of on Chase Hughes' channel, or you can go to my Rumble channel, which is Alpha Male Buddhist on Rumble. You can check it on all of my social links, especially my Instagram, have a link tree and you can see everything there. But I'm on Rumble. You can go there and watch this episode, episode 241, with the added on video of Chase Hughes. So you can experience my take on the topic matter and the Chase Hughes video all in one video file. So, or enjoy it on the podcast, whichever works for you. So again, I do want to thank you for listening. Let's get into it.
If you've had that feeling like your life doesn't belong to you, something is off, maybe the choices, the emotions, even the arguments in your head aren't really yours, that is not you being paranoid at all. That is the program running. And the crazy part about all of this is it didn't start with your phone. It didn't start with TikTok. It started well over 100 years ago in a quiet office with men in suits mapping out the human mind like a machine that they could rewire. But here's what almost nobody understands. There is a reason that outrage feels addictive. There's a reason that despair feels normal. There's a reason that you wake up with dread and blame yourself for it. It was designed. And the moment you see how, you can't unsee it. So let me rip this open for you. Where did all of this programming really begin? It was a quiet office in London in 1921. This is the Tavistock Institute. They said it was about helping soldiers heal, and it wasn't. And once they cracked all of these things open that they did there, the experiment never ended. Officially, Tavistock was about treating shell shock. This is what they used to call PTSD. It was trauma therapy. It was a beautiful cover story. But what they actually found, trauma doesn't just break people, it softens them up. Makes them pliable. They were not fixing soldiers like they told everybody. They were testing civilians. They were running war psychology on entire populations. Grief, confusion, and fear. Tavistock used all of these things like tools in a toolbox. Once you know which lever makes a herd turn into a stampede, you don't need speeches or ballots anymore. You just pull the lever. So after World War II, Tavistock moves into media and education and government. Its fingerprints are on NATO, PSYOPs, Cold War propaganda, and the actual birth of mass advertising. Then this guy comes on the scene a little later. His name is Edward Bernays, and he's actually Sigmund Freud's nephew, which is super weird. But instead of analyzing dreams and stuff like that, he turned the unconscious into a marketplace. And Edward Bernays is the reason that women smoked in public. He branded cigarettes as torches of freedom for women. He's the reason that we link bacon and eggs with breakfast. It was an ad campaign. It was never a tradition at all. Edward Bernays is the reason that Guatemala's democracy got overthrown. He sold it as fighting communism so that this company called United Fruit could keep their plantations. And he weaponized desire. He made war fashionable. He made democracy emotional. A few years down the road, we have this Operation Mockingbird program that comes out through the CIA. The CIA figured out the easiest way to control a country was by headlines. They thought it was about threats and war and the potential for some kind of bomb being dropped, but it was just headlines and news. That's all you needed to control a whole country. Operation Mockingbird put CIA operatives inside the biggest newsrooms in America, not just whispering in journalists' ears. They were writing the actual stories. Some of them were even newscasters. They were planting every single angle that they were told to plant. And by the 70s, over 400 journalists were on the payroll of the CIA. Anchors, editors, columnists, people that our parents trusted, that were trusted by almost the whole country. So now we've got the CIA's infiltrated the entire news media, and along comes this other program called MKUltra. The CIA went full-blown mad scientist. They studied these weird experiments on people, some of them even unwilling, that included electroshock therapy and sleep deprivation and high doses of LSD, which is a hallucinogen, and even sensory isolation. It was about breaking minds completely open in the cleanest way that they possibly could. And it was about erasing identity. Keep that in mind. In the 50s, they were becoming experts at erasing people's identity. And in Canada, during this whole thing, this guy named Dr. Ewan Cameron, he ran patients through this thing that he called psychic driving, and he looped recorded messages into their ears while blasting them with drugs and shock therapy until they forgot their own name. And some of the patients there even forgot how to use the bathroom and how to walk and who their family was. When the files leaked in 1970, the public kind of gasped and freaked out. But by then, the experiments were already baked into the military and media playbooks around the entire world. The tools worked exceedingly well, and the ethics to them had no bearing on whether or not they should keep going. Fast forward to today. They used to use pills. Now they use pixels. And the pharmacy they're using is in your brain. It's all your own neurochemicals and your own neurotransmitters being used against you. And the dosage of these things is measured in how many headlines and hashtags and notifications and videos that you see. Tavistock engineered this confusion. Bernays taught them how to sell it. Mockingbird made it gospel to the entire world. And MKUltra buried the witnesses. So now the experiment lab isn't in some weird underground bunker. It's in your frickin' pocket. So on your phone, every swipe, every pause, every time your eyes linger 1 second too long, your nervous system is being mapped out by an algorithm. And it's not for your benefit whatsoever. It's for theirs. Algorithms don't just recommend a bunch of stuff to us. They condition us. And this is beyond proven. They learn what spikes your cortisol, your stress chemicals, what makes you flinch, what makes you pissed off. They feed you more and more until your nervous system belongs to them. You're being taught what to care about, what to hate, what to fear, slowly, without any friction, until the thoughts in your head aren't even yours anymore. Outrage is the cheapest lever you could pull in a human being. That's why everything online is on fire. Doesn't matter what you're mad about, just that you are mad. Because anger glues your eyes to the screen. And while you're locked in reaction mode, something deeper, a lot deeper in your brain is being carved into you. If you look around right now, nobody is okay. Anxiety is baseline. Kids are depressed before they even hit puberty right now. Adults are medicated just to function. And that low dread or that weird feeling in your chest, people call that like personal failure or anxiety. That's the program working exactly as it was designed. A distracted, exhausted, divided population is a population that cannot resist. The mental health crisis is not accidental. It's the exhaust fumes of this machine. So what happens at the end of this? We are all programmed to chase validation and followers and aesthetics and power and status. And even when people hit every single target, what happens? They feel nothing. The system doesn't need you dead. It just needs you numb. It needs you to be busy, blaming yourself until you forget you were anything more than a user profile in some behavior experiment. And if you're still here, something in you already knows. And maybe you can't explain it, and maybe I can't either. I don't think that's paranoia at all. I think it's memory. I think the part of you that never signed the contract is paying attention. It's a part of you that never forgot. So none of this is about finding yourself. This is about stopping the chase and stopping the performance, stopping the endless need to be what the system rewards. You are not outrage. You are not your social profile. You're not the algorithm's predictions. The very second that you stop feeding the machine, you start starving it. And once you remember that, you can't go back. And you've probably felt it most of your life, like an itch in your gut that none of this crap makes sense. The way that we live is upside down and it feels backward and fake. If you've felt this at all, I'm here to tell you that you were right. This was never your life. It was built for you. It was all scripted and installed. Your real life is still here. It's quiet. It's patient. And it's waiting for you under the noise. And now that you've seen it, the only question left is, who are you without the script? That's the real you. Because the system is starting to crack, and you know it. And your real life is waiting.
Thank you for listening, and check out my website at alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. That's alpha-male-buddhist-podcast.com, where you could see all of my content links for my Instagram, Rumble, Telegram, Linktree, and Twitter sites. Also visit my online merch store, where you can check out my t-shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, baseball caps. All links are in the description. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com and miguel@alphamalebuddhistpodcast.com. Again, thank you for listening.